You don't have to be scared of me. I know that you're in here. If you wanted to come into my room, you should have just asked me. I really don't feel like tearing up the place, because that'll just leave more to clean up tomorrow. Face the facts, human. One way or another, I'm going to find you. And lucky for you, I pity your situation. And if you come out now, I'll go easy on you. Really? You actually chose under the bed. If I didn't care about that place, I would have lifted the thing up with one hand and grabbed you with the other. The good news is that since I didn't wreck the place, we have a comfy place to have a little fun on. Get the fuck on the bed. Good boy. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't expecting to have to chase you. If you had behaved, I would have just blown off some steam and let you go after the party. But no. The big scary hellhound is going to rape me and force me to be with her forever. You think I wanted this many people in my dorm? These ears of mine are sensitive, and all that noise is pissing me off. But we do have something in common. I didn't realize it at first, but I cleared my head a little when I was hunting you. You don't want to be here either. Is that right? I figured. I've been going to that room for so long, I forgot why I started going there in the first place. If I wanted to ignore everyone, I could have just stayed here. But no partygoer in their right mind would go here. Especially not someone that's shy and actually fun to play with. Most drunken couples barely make it 5 feet without prying each other's clothes off, meaning the farther away from the crowd, the less people there are. Meaning that room is the perfect place to find a cute boy who doesn't want anything to do with the party. Don't try lying. I saw the look in your eyes when you noticed me. You were scared. But not in the way you thought you were going to get hurt. You were scared because of what happens when a monster like me gets their claws around a boy like you. Is that right? Good. So, are you going to be a good little boy and let me claim you? Or are you going to make another run for the door? Let me get something clear, little boy. I am taller, stronger, and faster than you'll ever be. I could wake up tomorrow and you could be on the run halfway across the state, and I would find you within an hour and show you what it truly means to be broken. And I'm sure you don't want that. Now, I'm going to take off my clothes and have my way with you. Do you understand, little boy? Good boy. And now, let me put on a show for you. Normally, I would rip off what I'm wearing, but honestly, I like this shirt. You like what you see, little human? My perfect toned body. A nice mix of soft skin and hard muscles. I bet my abs could deflect bullets. You like them, don't you? You secretly want me to overpower you, is that right? You're just a little slut. I bet if I let you go, you would have ran back to your dorm and painted the walls white, thinking about me. So, what if I don't have a bra on? You're lucky I wore panties. Honestly, if my body wasn't in a natural state of heat, I wouldn't wear them. But because I'm constantly dripping everywhere, I have to. Yeah, you heard me. Constant heat. Hellhounds have wills to rival the gods. When we were created in hell, they failed to tame us. We don't have moments of clarity. We're either horny, less horny, or very horny. Listen, the only thing keeping me from going feral is societal standards. And there are moments where that doesn't stop us. From the look in your eyes, I think you know what I'm referring to. First day of the first semester, I knew that hellhound, her name was Jill. She didn't really care about this place, and honestly, I don't blame her. The only reason why I'm still here is because I want to find a human like you. You think I'm desperate. You should see her normally. The story pretty much goes like this. She wanted to completely destroy the guy she decided to claim. So, the week before class is, and she goes cold turkey with anything sexual. There's a reason why government wanted to pass a law stating that hellhounds had to masturbate at least once a day. And I'm sure you know the rest. 1 second, it's a normal day. And the next 300 pounds of muscle and raw sexual aggression slam into a random guy in the courtyard. I know Jill dropped out soon after, but I'm not sure about her new husband. I don't really pay attention in class. When I get bored, I get horny. So keeping me entertained is virtually a requirement. But that's enough talking about my kind. I can see you're already bulging. Did all my talk get you turned on? Good. I hope you didn't like those. Because there's no salvaging them now. Alright, now lie back. Do it, or I'll pin you down. Good boy. Your cock looks good, little human. I think I'll have a taste. Was one lick really enough to make you moan? Did I not tell you? My body gets hotter the more I want someone sexually. And the thing is that no matter how hot I get, you won't get burned. Heat will be converted into pleasure, and you'll practically melt. Do me a favor, and try not to release all your cum yet. You taste so fucking good. I love the way your body shudders whenever I go all the way down. How does my throat feel? Is it intense? You can barely speak. So much pre-cum. I'm going to suck the cum right out of your balls. Are you getting close? Alright, how about a little wager? Alright. I'm going to take your cock all the way inside my mouth. And I'm going to suck and suck and suck. All your tasty come out. If you can pry my mouth off your cock, I'll let you go. Good luck, little human. I will admit, you put up a good fight at first. You got right up to the edge and tried your best to pull me off. But then your sweet cum started to shoot down my throat. You were spasming and writhing in pleasure for the first few seconds. And then I saw you lying there whimpering. You didn't think orgasms could last that long, did you? It's not that hard. Just apply a steady amount of pressure and give it enough pleasure so that you can release a steady stream of cum. It also helps that I'm literally the physical incarnation of lust. That was fun, but I'm not done yet. Those panties are fucking ruined. I like this situation. You could barely comprehend your last orgasm, yet here you are, still harder than diamonds. That's what's so good about fucking monster girls. We can give you pleasure beyond your wildest dreams and make it last far longer. In return, we take a little bit of spirit energy from you. You'll feel tired, but it won't harm you. In fact, you'll have the best sleep of your life when I'm done with you. That reminds me, don't even think about trying to be the big spoon. While I like the idea of you facing me when we're cuddling, if it comes down to it, I want to completely cover you. I will dominate you in every aspect of your life. And in return, you will feel loved and protected. There's not a force that can stop my kind. And anyone who thinks otherwise needs to have their skull smashed against the wall in order to kickstart whatever clearly stopped working in their head. But back to the matter at hand. You can barely move, and voila, I see that you're still conscious. Because you're over your eyes, you can only make adorable whimpers when responding. Such an adorable, defenseless little human. This is why you don't run from a hellhound. We always get what we want because nothing can stop us. And right now, I want you inside of me. Fuck yes. I got a reaction out of you. You look so fucking hot under me. Fuck it. I felt your tongue go limp when it touched mine. You loved being dominated in your mouth. I bet you'll love this too. Every slam send a shockwave of pleasure through your body. I go up slowly and just come down with all my might. My cunt squeezing and gripping your cock in the process. Fuck. My heat causing your cock to tingle. You're getting overwhelmed. The pleasure is completely dominating your senses. And I can see that you're loving every second of it. There's nowhere you'd rather be right now, is there? Do you want me to go faster? This is nothing. Fuck. Oh, fuck. How's this? Up and down and up and down. My womb is practically sucking on your cock. My hands grip and stroke. Your cock is being assaulted with a pleasure I can't comprehend. Oh, fuck. This is only the tip of the iceberg. If I wanted to, I could make you come 100 times in a minute. You would be shooting dust before you fucking know it. Oh, fuck. Your sensitive cock becoming more and more sensitive as your refractory period is moved. Fuck. Alright. Time to finish this. Fuck. Fucking yes. Oh my god, your dick is so fucking good. Are you going to come, little human? I'm going to come too. Are you ready? I'm going to drain every last drop of cum from your balls until you're fucking dry. Oh. Come on, little human. Come. Come. Fucking come. Fuck. Oh. Wow. Shit. Fuck. Oh, that was something. Are you alright, human? I'm sorry about not going gentle. Here, let me get off of you. Oh, you're shivering. Such a weak thing. Come here. Let my warmth soothe you. You're safe in my arms, little human. Good boy. You did really good, you know that? I could get used to that. But I think I might take things a little bit slower next time because I definitely overdid it. What was that, little one? I love you too, little human. We'll be together forever because nothing will dare take you away from me. What I said earlier wasn't entirely truthful. Sure, I have a high sex drive. There's one thing that overpowers those urges, and that's my urge to make sure that the man I love is okay. From now on, I'll make sure not to be too rough. I was just having a bad day. I don't want to hurt my little human. If you ever feel unsafe around me, just tell me. I won't be mad. I know that it can be scary and intense, but those are the things that I have trouble noticing on my own. The thing about being a hellhound is that everyone either fears you or no one cares enough to tell me that I should calm down. The other hellhounds I know are mostly the same, but when they find husbands, they'll learn. It's only natural. And the thing I said before about dominating you completely, that's not the best way to look at it. I mean, sure, I'm naturally strong-willed, but what I meant is that I'll be with you in all aspects of your life. Whatever you do, I won't turn you away. I don't want my little human to get sad or hurt. What I'm trying to say is that I love you with my entire being. And while I'm the one who wears the pants in this relationship, I'm willing to give you the devotion my creators couldn't earn. I love you, my love.